shut up without coughing. Comrades, I am today unveiling my new radio station. Guess who's the star? No, actually, don't guess, just listen. It's none other than your favourite world leader of all time, Saddam Hussein. The new station's called the Radio Freedom. It will broadcast 24/7 on the highest power imaginable on the BBC's old frequency. You will find it on your radios between 88 and 91 FM. Now that will be all. It's all I've got to tell you. So get back to your collective workplaces. And don't forget to tune in. Not that that will be a problem, as from now on your radios will be exclusively tuned into this new glorious station. Now this town square isn't going to empty itself, so get out of it. Now you've got 10 seconds to look for guidance. Look at the red LED digits above your heads. The dictator steps off the podium and returns to the palace. After 10 seconds has passed back in the town square, sirens are heard, and there is the sound of the stampede of guard dogs.
Where the hell have you been? I had the dinner ready hours ago!
You've just thrown it in the microwave. What's the problem?
Well, that's not just where I'm going to be throwing it in a minute. You'll be licking walls.
I was out announcing my new radio station.
Was that why my Walkman's gone all fuzzy? What the hell has happened to Radio 2?
Wogan, Parkinson and Steve Wright have all been sacked. Now they are no longer useful entertainers to the Empire.
And who the hell is going to replace them? You?
Yes, that's right. From tomorrow, Mother, I will be presenting Radio Saddam on Radio Freedom. I'm just going to call up Todd to help. He knows how to wire a transmitter or two together.
So you don't want your dinner then? Do you mind if I feed it to the dog?
We don't have a dog.
Well, I'll just take it out in the street into a saucer and find one.
I'm just going to consult with Todd. Don't wait up. The dictator slams the door and gets a taxi to Todd's pokey little flat. It's your world leader and boss here outside. Let me in, you pillock. There's a sandstorm brewing up behind me.
Right away, sir. I was just cleaning my teeth.
Well, I thought you didn't have any teeth left since you fell out with Vulcan.
They're false.
Let me in. By God, I hope that transmitter's ready.
Slight hitch there, leader. Radio 2 has a series of transmitters all over the country to relay the signal. To put in your signal, we'd have to uproot 1,000 masts and replace them with feeds going back to your studio. Which is where, may I ask?
The studio is in one of my many bedrooms. It depends which program I'm doing. Anyway, I've recorded an announcement on my MP3 player that I want you to run up to the transmitter that serves Baghdad and broadcast it. And after it's gone out, I want you to network it up and down the country. Have you got that? A Vulcan will be on hand to rip down the transmitters.
Aye, aye, sir. There's no need to worry. I've tested the transmitters. I got a range of 20 miles with one of them.
Did my ears hear you correctly that you tested them, Dodd? That makes you a pirate broadcaster. You'll be up before a magistrate for this, for the offence of indulgent insolence on the channels of the Empire.
Saddam and Dodd leave for the radio studio.
IBC Radio 2, don't you mean?
Dear listeners and comrades, this is your revered world leader.
And from today, your favourite radio station is about to undergo a minor change. Wogan, Parkinson and Wright have all signed abdication papers and are now on their way to join your workforce. From tomorrow, they will be listening to a brand new show alongside you. It will be presented by none other than the great me. And it will be the most splendid, glorious show you've ever heard in all the Empire. And it is so much so that I have informed the secret police of my decision to enter radio. And they will be on extra special watch tomorrow. If you stay off work tomorrow to listen to me, then by God the next day you'll be listening to something different to a radio at 3 AM when the secret police get hold of you. That is all.
Now that the Radio 2 presenters who formerly worked for the IBC have gone, there will now be non-stop Islamic hymns for you to enjoy.
Sir, are you sure this is a good idea? You've never done radio before. Back in Neston, Radio 2 used to be my favourite station. But if you go through with this, it's never going to sound the same again.
What's the big deal, Dodd? Radio's an excellent propaganda tool. The music calms the masses while they work, and subliminal advertising is easily inserted into commercials. All I do is talk about what I want them to hear, and play a few disc recordings. What's so goddamn difficult about that? It's not like building a nuclear weapon. The dictator and Dart return from the radio station, and his world leader goes back to the palace. Mother, what are you doing with all those radios?
I'm bidding them! The second I heard you were going to be on them. I get enough of that day in, day out, without it coming from a tiny speaker and all.
Yes, well, leave a little clock radio for me in the bedroom. I want to listen to myself in the morning when I wake up.
At the former Radio 2 headquarters, Wogan is being put into a car by members of the secret police, while his world leader gets himself acquainted with the studio.
What do all these buttons do, Dud?
They put you on air and play the music.
Yes, I know. I just want the comrades to hear my voice. Which button do I press?
The talk button.
And what about if I want to play a disc recording?
You need to cue it on the record player and put this fader up.
Oh, fuck this. I've got one that I prepared earlier. Dodd, be a sport and plug this MP3 player in, would you?
His world leader is so cheesed off with the equipment that he instructs the station's bodyguards to tip it all over. The only thing that works now is the MP3 player, which costs less than 10 points and includes Dodd's home-built transmitter.
What's on the show?
I recorded it in my bedroom last night. I was a bit worried about this assassin who climbed the tree in the palace grounds dressed as a squirrel. I had to move rooms, so you'll hear a shot halfway through the show. I was a bit tired after that. Good morning,
comrades! This is Radio Saddam, and this is your entertainment. In this, even though you bow down before me in my speeches, on the radio, I hope to be as funny to you as Teddy Logan was. Alongside my humour, I'm going to play some disc recordings. There'll be some adverts and some party political messages. I trust that this radio show will sound sufficiently funky coming out of your speakers. I'm going to open with my favourite song. And I hope it's yours too. Proudly presenting You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer. I have been advised not to pay any royalties for this song because MC Hammer is dead. Roll the music. Sorry, dear citizens. I knocked the disc off. Please wait while I pick it up off the floor and carefully realign it. Fuck! I thought we deleted those. Oh, sorry. So sorry, dear populace. Did I say a bad word? If there are any children listening, I advise you to go and clean your ears out. Thank you. Now MC Hammer will begin again. Great song.
This is just as I feared. It's bollocks.
That was a great song, don't you think? So great. I've just got a request from me to play it again. But not, of course, before the Iraqi rules. This is a new segment of the show that I'll be doing every breakfast, in which I bring you the latest laws and regulations. It's called The Laws of the Day. The first new rule for this morning in the Empire is that you're no longer allowed to smoke in an oil reserve. Mainly because the reserves are getting low, and no one likes to see a mainly orange sky. Ooh! And our next item is that if you are brought into a court as a result of committing the last offence, it has been made mandatory that you smile at the judge at all times, even if he, and it will most definitely be a he, because we don't have female wigs in Iraq, you must smile even if you get a guilty verdict. And lastly, as a result of my new show and radio station, you will no longer be allowed to legally retune your radios. All new radios will be permanently fixed on 88 to 91 FM. And any old ones will soon have their knobs broken off by the secret police. Laws of the day. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying the show. And now it's time to play our last disc recording. And what could be better than MC Hammer? Well, not Vanilla Rice, but we're going to play him anyway. Play that funky music, white boy. Ice. I'm so sad. That's the end of the show for today. But don't worry, I'm on in an hour. So now we end with the joke of the day.
Whee! Joke of the day.
Why did the dictator cross the road? Answer, to make sure his citizens don't get to the other side. Goodbye, comrades. And thanks for listening, even though you had to.
Fuck! The batteries run out on the MP3 player. The sodding show's off air. Ah, fuck it. The dictator departs the radio studio and grabs the MP3 player that's been playing his show and chucks it in a generally skyward direction. As he leaves, he doesn't notice that a microphone has fallen over and that he's gently knocked a fader. So, Dodd, what did you think of my show? Are you asleep?
Sorry, sir. I thought it was crap.
What did you say? You'd better still be able to run fast in your old age if you are to avoid having a microphone shoved up your butt. I'll deal with you later. But for now, I'd better get home. Mother's cooking tea, and this time I want some on a plate, and not with all that carpet fluff on it after it slid down a piano. Back at the palace. Mother, I'm home. Is tea ready?
What? Did you say something, son?
Is tea ready?
What?
For the third and final time, is fucking tea ready?
What? I can't fucking hear you, son!
We'll turn that fucking radio off then. What's it making such a high-pitched whistling noise for?
I hate to inform you of this, sir, but that's feedback, and it sounds like it's coming from the radio studio.
If I need new ears, I'm going to seriously clip yours, son!
Oh, no. I left the fucking fader up. All around the city of Baghdad, a gradual high-pitched noise gets louder and louder. Soon the frequencies become so great that the city glazing can take it no longer, and all the windows break. But nobody can switch off their radios, because they've all been hardwired in by the secret police. Soon the citizens run out into the streets with their hands in their ears. At the radio station, soon all the studio glass has been blown out. With all this going on, his world leader arrives.
Turn that fucking transmitter off!
But how? I installed it so it could never be switched off or overridden.
I'll call in the army. It's times like these that rocket launches come in handy.
But suddenly at the radio station, a window blows out, which has grave consequences for the supporting wall beside it. It just so happens, in a rather interesting coincidence, that the transmitter is leaning on this wall.
Was it me, or did my eyesight just spot a falling transmitter?
No, it wasn't just you, sir, because I'm trapped under it.
Across the empire, the collective radios of the people go off, and all breathe a heavy sigh of relief.
I would think on reflection, Dodd, that that was a very good show. I'm very much looking forward to tomorrow.
When does the hospital close today?
And...